Did you know that over your adult lifetime, you will spend 90,000 hours at work? That's 90,000, 40. It makes absolutely no sense to be miserable for that much of your life. And yet research shows that over half of the working population are highly dissatisfied at work. So there's a high chance that over half of the working population will spend 90,000 hours being miserable. And while it might be easy to think that it's just work, it's not a big deal, as long as I can do things in my free time, I'll be fine, research shows that that's far from the case. And in this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you the effects of being in an unfulfilling career. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I share quick insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who was able to turn my own frustration from being in an unfulfilling career into the framework I now use to help women find their fulfilling career and job search with confidence. Let's dive in. Okay. So let's talk about unfulfilling careers and the effects that unfulfilling careers can have on your health, whether it's your mental health, your physical health, and even your relational health. I think, though, it's important to start with defining what exactly an unfulfilling career is so that I know that we are all on the same page, okay? An unfulfilling career is a career that makes you feel dissatisfied and unhappy. It's a career that doesn't allow your character or your abilities to develop fully, a place that really stifles your zone of genius, stifles your skills, and stifles your ability to thrive at work, pretty much. Now, this is very different from having your typical bad day at work. So regardless of how much we all enjoy our careers, I strongly believe that we all have the occasional bad day, whether it's a meeting that was unproductive or a task that you just couldn't figure out. When you're in an unfulfilling career, though, it's a case of feeling that way, feeling like you're having a typical bad day every day. In an unfulfilling career, you're unfulfilled for about 80% of the time that you're at work. And over time, you feel stuck, you feel disgruntled, you feel lost and frustrated while you're in that workplace. When you stay in an unfulfilling career for long periods of time, there are side effects. That's just fact. Research has shown consistently that unfulfilling careers lead to work stress, and work stress leads to physical and mental health effects and outcomes. Putting it shortly, your unfulfilling career is costing you. It's costing you your relationship. It's costing you your health. And so let's start by talking about the specific physical health effects that you might be experiencing as a result of being in an unfulfilling career. So when you're doing work where you're constantly in the state of being stressed, work that doesn't have adequate role clarity, so you don't know what's expected of you, when you're doing work where maybe you don't feel supported, you don't feel like you have the right resources to do your work clearly or correctly or efficiently or adequately, when you are doing work that is not aligned with what I call your high power skills, so your high power skills are those skills that you genuinely enjoy using because when you do, you feel strong, powerful, and confident. When you're doing this for long periods of time, you're putting your body under a consistent state of stress, okay? Your body is constantly and consistently being stressed. And another study, I think it was back maybe in 2021 or something, a study showed that 94% of workers are experiencing work stress. When you're experiencing work stress for consistent periods, what we see is that you start to experience high levels of fatigue, so you're always tired. You have headaches that maybe you can't account for. You're experiencing heart palpitations where randomly your heart just starts beating fast and you're not even sure what's going on. You're wondering, it's like, am I having a panic attack right now? Like, what's happening to me? You might have ulcers. So when you're doing work where you don't know what's expected of you, you might be in this constant state of worry. And again, I said stress, that starts to just eat away at your body, eat away at your stomach lining, and can lead to ulcers. You might experience weight gain, weight loss, skin issues, hair issues, where literally your hair is falling out. I know multiple people who have talked about experiencing hair loss as a result of being in workplaces that were highly stressful and highly unfulfilling. When you are doing unfulfilling work, you might experience insomnia. So you have either insomnia or sleep issues, whether you're sleeping too much because you're feeling depressed and even after sleeping 12 hours, you still wake up feeling exhausted and tired, or you can't sleep because your mind is racing. You're always thinking about, okay, how am I going to navigate this workplace tomorrow? How am I going to speak to my manager? How am I going to do my work? How am I going to complete all my tasks? You might experience diarrhea and constipation. You might experience, I already said skin issues, but that's a big one for me, y'all, because I used to have bad skin. I'm a recovering, let's just put it this way. I have acne prone skin. And so I am always attuned to when my body is stressed because the breakouts start and, ooh, your girl don't like it. Okay. But work-related stress that occurs in an unfulfilling career puts you in this constant state of hyper-awareness and hyper-arousal that messes with your body. When you're constantly hyper-aware, hyper-aroused, when you're constantly activated and elevated, your body is literally in those moments when it feels like you're under threat because of that activation, because you're stressed, your body reads that as a threat. What happens is when you enter that state of being, your brain is pumping chemicals into your body to help you cope with the stress. Your hormones are fluctuating, your brain is fluctuating, everything, your temperature is fluctuating. And over time, when your body consistently is trying to keep itself safe, when you're experiencing flight, fight, or freeze responses regularly because work is stressful, eventually your body is going to show the signs of that. That constant state of being hyper aware is wearing your body down. It's literally eating away at your physical ability and your physical capacity. So those are some of the physical effects of being in an unfulfilling career. And when we think about the mental health effects, these ones are a little more insidious because a lot of people don't stop to really consider, how is my job impacting my mental health? Or people might be experiencing these mental health symptoms, and I'll talk about them in a bit here, and people rarely pause to think, wait, is my job the cause of this? Could my career be the reason why I'm experiencing what I'm experiencing now? Initially, most people that I know just try to look outside at the world. You know, what's happening? Have I experienced maybe major life events? What's happening in my family? What's happening at home? And really pause to say, wait, could it be that I'm doing unaligned work and that is the reason why I feel this way? So when you're in an unfulfilling career, over time, what research has shown is that over time, doing unfulfilling, unaligned, and stressful work can lead to you experiencing higher levels of depression, anxiety, irritability, aggression, less creativity, low motivation. You might experience mood swings. You might experience relationship issues are a big one. And I'll come back and talk about how, the relational effects of being in an unfulfilling career. But let's stick with these mood swing ones, this low creativity. I remember not too long ago, I was working with a client and she talked about how she was expending so much energy trying to survive in this unfulfilling career that by the time she got home, mentally, she was so exhausted that she did not have time to do any of her creative endeavors that she liked to do out of work. She just wanted to just literally lay on the couch. It's like she got home and it was just like, oh my gosh, just take off the day. I am done with everything. And that's because when you are in an unfulfilling career for long periods of time, it drains your mental capacity also. And it's for the same reason I talked about the physical effect. Your brain is so focused on trying to keep you safe, help you survive, help you navigate the stress, that you're losing the capacity for everything else, whether it's logical thinking, creative thinking, emotional intelligence, emotional awareness, all of that goes out the window. And you start to see that your quality of life is deteriorating. When we think of the relational side of things, research has shown that being in an unfulfilling career can lead to lower sex drive. One study found that people who were doing work that they didn't like had higher divorce rates than people who were doing jobs that they did like. which honestly, if you think about all the previous effects I mentioned, it makes sense, right? If you're in a workplace that's making you feel all these negative emotions, whether it's making you feel stressed, it's making you feel unseen, it's making you feel devalued, aggravated, frustrated, annoyed. When you leave work, you don't leave those emotions behind. They come with you into your home. And so if you're already aware that you hate the job, maybe now you're always complaining and your loved ones are sick of hearing it. And so they're not maybe paying as much attention to you as you would like. And so it's causing you to become irritated with them. You are always tired and you don't have energy to do anything or connect with your loved ones. You come home so tired that you don't have time to connect. You don't have time to, whether it's watch the TV shows, go on date night, whatever it may be. You have been so frustrated at work, and maybe because you were trying to stay airports professional, you've kept all that frustration in. So then when you go home, now we are unleashing all that frustration out on your loved ones. It's maybe you're more impatient, and now you're starting to either start more arguments or you're experiencing more arguments at home. You're taking out your anger on them. You're taking out your anger on your loved ones. I remember another client of mine talked about how she knew it was time to change her career when she noticed that she was snapping at her son and that she was no longer herself, because usually she was a very joyful, bubbly, happy person, but her job was really starting to make her be very angry and short with her husband and her child at home. So ultimately, when you think about your unfulfilling career, it's not just about you. Yes, it is impacting you mentally and physically. And at the same time, it's impacting your relationships. It's killing your relationships slowly. Shoot, it just might be killing you slowly. And no, I'm not exaggerating or being dramatic. When your body is in that constant state of activation, you're being worn down. Your immune system is being worn down. Your capacities are being worn down. And your body can only handle that for so long before you hit rock bottom. Let's put it that way. Okay? So if you've been experiencing any of those symptoms I just mentioned, whether it's the physical symptoms, the emotional symptoms, the mental health symptoms, I want you to pause and just check in with yourself and ask, what's happening at work? Could my job be the reason why I'm experiencing these symptoms, especially if you've never asked that question before? Check in with yourself. And if maybe you realize that, yes, my job is the problem, but then you're like, okay, but Tega, what do I do next, right? Like, my job is a problem, but I have no idea what else I would do because I've only ever known how to do this job. So what am I supposed to do now? I invite you to check out the Complimentary Fulfilling Career Guide that walks you through the exact 5 steps that you need to follow to find a meaningful career that's aligned with your purpose. So if you go to fulfillingcareerguide.com, and I'll put that link in the show notes also, you can grab the guide. All you have to do is put in your name, your email, grab the guide, and you can start thinking about your journey into a more fulfilling career. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. If you haven't yet, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any new episodes. Also, let's continue the conversation. Take a screenshot of this episode and share it on Instagram. Tag me at hercareerdoctor and let me know your main takeaway. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.